is Free Talk Live. We're launching into another week of fun here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out and connect with us in that way, if you prefer. But you will have to send a contact request if you're going to do it on Skype. We'll approve the contact request, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. Yesterday, of course, was 420. Celebrations of that particular date happened around the globe, and I'm sure more so than ever before in Washington and Colorado, where, of course, as you probably know, back in 2012, voters voted on petition measures to legalize the plant, legalize cannabis. It went into effect in Colorado earlier this year. I'm not sure as to what the status is in Washington. I believe it is in effect and has been for a little bit. But it's been an interesting journey. And, of course, if you want to report from your 420 or, you know, what your experience was on 420, I can tell you a little bit about mine. And then coming up.
Do you remember it?
Yes. And then coming up, Allie, you've got a story for us about a restaurant in Seattle advertising some 420 specials.
That's right.
In a bit of a controversial manner. But I went to Concord yesterday here in New Hampshire. There were probably, I would say, some said 60, I would say 75 people, but that range sounds about right. About 75 people that were attending the 420 at 420, on 420, as
and
we call it.
That's an annual event. Was it more than were there last year?
You know what? I didn't make the one last year. I heard that last year wasn't particularly large because Rich Paul was in jail
the
time. And Rich is kind of the one of the main spearheads behind putting this event together on a yearly basis. It was definitely not the biggest of years. It had had bigger years previously. But again, in this year's case, it happened to fall on Easter Sunday, which may very well have contributed to, you know, a lower turnout than prior years.
See, I would think that, well, no, I guess it's already on. It was on a Sunday, so more people have the day off. Which is not always
think.
The case on April 20th.
But a lot of times, you know, people are going to go to their family's house or, you know, go out somewhere, church, etc., on a Sunday. So I felt like it was a fairly decent turnout for it, considering it was Easter Sunday. Photos were taken. Video is encoded. I have yet to upload it, so stay tuned to freekeen.com. We'll put the video clip up of what I shot while I was there. And I didn't get video of this, but I did get still photos. Maybe I'll share one on our Facebook page here in a little bit. But State Representative Mike Sylvia, who's actually called into the show a few times, he's one of the Liberty reps, had pledged that if enough people, to his determination, came out and were wearing fancy clothing, like suits, then he would participate in the 420 celebration by smoking some cannabis with us.
Yes, and I heard that Rich Paul was wearing a tuxedo.
Rich was wearing a tux. I was wearing my suit. And
wow.
There, Graham was also wearing a suit. So we had a number of people who were dressed fancy. And
do you remember when
cannabis.
You were arguing with Ian Mark about how he doesn't dress well? This is how you get him to do it.
God. Oh, good.
Yep.
Just provide the proper incentive structures.
So, state representative, this may be the first time, I believe this is the first time this has ever happened in a public place, that a state representative had smoked some cannabis.
Wow.
You have no evidence that was cannabis. I saw him smoking something on the picture, but, I mean, it could just as easily be a whole roll your own tobacco in there.
It maybe could
crack.
Have been, and I certainly don't want to throw Mike under the bus, but he was at a cannabis celebration, and I will say that I believe that it was. And I don't think that it's a problem. I asked
Are
him
you
if
willing
I
to
could
testify
his,
that in the court of law?
I asked him if I could take his picture. He was not afraid. It was not like I put that up there without him knowing. So congratulations to him. I mean, look, Mark, I understand you're trying to protect Mike here. But if he wanted to protect himself, he could have just stayed home and or not partaken in the 420 celebration. I think that's what we need more of. We need more people in positions of some level of influence to come out of the closet as cannabis users. Now, I don't know if Mike, that may have been his first time in years. I really don't know what his usage habits are, if any. But he made that pledge, and he held to his word, which was pretty great.
That is great. And it's also good to see the people committing civil disobedience, which this definitely qualifies. I think last week we talked about how people misuse that term, but it's...
This is misdemeanor level civil disobedience.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's a publicized event, and it's definitely not legal to, it's not legal to possess marijuana, at least.
Not in New Hampshire, unfortunately.
So it's cool to see the politicos participating in civil disobedience, and then people who do civil disobedience maybe will say, okay, I'll make concessions. Maybe I'll run for office or something.
Well, I think that people who love freedom should be willing to do whatever it takes to get there. So whether that's getting up and testifying in front of some political committee or doing some level of civil disobedience, I think is all very, very important. And I like that you point out the crossover there, Allie. It was very cool. So stay tuned again to freekeen.com for video of that. And I might share a picture or two that I took from Facebook or on our Facebook, et cetera, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. So Free Talk Live here. We will take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. Now, Allie, there was apparently a controversial advertisement that was placed. Was it a magazine ad or a newspaper ad?
It was a restaurant called the Lunchbox Laboratory in Seattle made an ad. I'm not sure if it says where the ad was displayed, but it looks like at least online it was. But the story, as you were saying before, Ian, 420 this year, yesterday it was on Easter. And so I didn't even realize that until the night before the event that these were two events having the same time. And so this restaurant, I guess, had a heads up and made their ads sort of cater to that.
You know, the people that don't realize that those two holidays fell on the same day have a disproportionate interest in one of the holidays. Which one was it for you, Allie?
Come on, Mark. You don't know that. I go to church every week, and I'm also a liar. Eater.com says that a Seattle restaurant, Lunchbox Laboratory, which is known for their burgers, has gotten into a bit of hot water due to their recent marketing gimmick. The restaurant sent out an email advertising their Easter Sunday special with an image of Jesus smoking pot, saying, quote, "When I get back, all I want is the burger of the gods." That's what Jesus was saying. Easter this year happens to fall on the stoner holiday of 420, and my Northwest reports that Lunchbox Laboratory's owner, John Schmidt, admits that they often push the envelope with their advertising.
You know, the thing that I would find more offensive about this is not that Jesus has cannabis, because God gave us all the, you know, the animals and the plants to use, and that's what the Bible says. Mm. And Jesus turned water into wine, so he could have just as easily turned some grass into grass if that's what he wanted to do.
That's too bad they didn't put that part in.
It's the it's the thing about the burger of the gods. Do you understand?
That offends you?
Well, it doesn't offend me. I would think that it would be offensive because
you
Jesus...
think that would offend people as opposed to Jesus smoking a joint?
To me...
Or just to you?
Well, what I'm looking at this is from the standpoint of a Christian. A Christian should say, God said you can use the plants. Jesus turned water into wine.
What an ideal Christian should
I'm just say? Thinking about this from why trying to believe in, looking at this as best I can from the standpoint of a Christian.
But why is Burger of the Gods offensive?
Because, the Christianity is a monotheistic religion. This would be God's burger, not the burger of the gods.
Oh,
you know, there are no other gods, so the burger can't be the burger of the gods.
Mm, and that Jesus would want such a burger.
Right.
Saying is offensive.
I mean, I don't know exactly how you would phrase it. It's not my job to come up with their cutting-edge marketing plan, but... I just think that that in and of itself is the most offensive part.
I think this is absolutely brilliant marketing. And Mark, you used to do print advertising, so we don't know where this advertisement appeared. But it sounds like to me like this was a really smart move. Now they're getting international press.
They said it came through email. This is an email. I mean, it's essentially print in that it's pictures and words. But
this is like their new sign up for a newsletter and they send it to your inbox. Is that, I can't imagine that would be so controversial.
Well, you know, you never know who you're going to offend. I mean, if you're just a place that serves lunch, you're going to get a lot of different kinds of people coming in there.
Everybody likes lunch.
Now, this certainly sounds like a pretty kind of cool place to eat.
Yeah,
right?
I want to eat there.
Yeah, so maybe they...
Whoa. They serve meat.
Maybe
for
they're
Jesus
not
eat.
Concerned with marketing towards the wholesome family crowd if they're, you know, going towards young 20, 30-something business people. 855, 453. You share your thoughts. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you like right here toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at username lrn.fm. Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Where else will you find liberty-oriented state representatives who've actually already been elected to office? One of them now smoking cannabis on the State House steps yesterday at the 420 celebration. Is this happening in any other state? Not that I've ever heard of. We've actually got people who've won election here and likely are going to have more this year as we enter into, because in New Hampshire, every 2 years, the entire state legislature is up for election.
Including the governor.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So this is going to be a big deal, and hopefully cannabis will be an issue that's on the table this year in the election in a big way. And if you care about not just this issue, but freedom in general, this is the place for you. If all you care about is cannabis, then you should move to Colorado or Washington, and you can smoke all the pot you want legally there. But if you care about freedom, and you understand that liberty is more is beyond just a single issue, and you want to see more freedom in your lifetime, the best chance for you is to get together with people who think like you do and who are willing to actually get active. That's what's happening here. That's why we're all here in New Hampshire, is the Free State Project. So go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about that there. Then go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, porkfest.com. It is confirmed. Free Talk Live will be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival every single night, Sunday through Saturday. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Also confirmed, a number of other great LRN.FM shows. Michael Dean's going to be there for the first time ever from Freedom Fiends. So those of you who have been hearing him call our show for a long time, he's going to be there, and that's his first public appearance in about ever, at least since he's moved to Wyoming. So, I mean, he used to be in a band way back in the day, but yeah. He's really kind of coming out of his basement for this one.
He's a prolific author, too.
Yeah, he's and a movie maker as well. That's he's true. The guy behind Guns and Weed, which we've been promoting for a long time here on Free Talk Live. Yeah, and it's excellent, isn't it?
It is. I like it. It's like a fun one to put on with just anyone around.
But the Porcupine
Parents,
Freedom,
anyone.
Yeah, it's awesome. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is an event that's more than just about meeting, you know, radio hosts. We're just a sideshow, essentially, for this event. There's a lot that's going to be happening, a lot of great guest speakers, a lot of DIY. This year's theme is do-it-yourself.
I love that theme.
Yeah, so you're going to get to learn stuff. You normally do at Porkfest, but even more. You'll learn even more this year. And expect about 1,500 people attending, maybe more than that, maybe closer to 2,000 this year. It's going to be huge. There are going to be all kinds of liberty-oriented folks, and you're going to have a good time. If you come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival June 22nd through the 29th, you can learn more at porkfest.com. Tickets are available for $60 for the entire week. Now, that doesn't include lodging. You got to figure out, you know, do you want to camp? Do you want to bring an RV in? Do you want to stay at a hotel nearby? So there are options for you. Porkfest.com, June 22nd through the 29th. We will be there broadcasting live. I'm excited. And this is what, 2 months now? We're 2 months away from this.
Yeah, it's getting close.
So start planning your trip tonight.
It's the best week of the year. I'm so excited.
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So, Allie, you were sharing with us a story out of Seattle where kind of this, I guess, I'm just going to guess this hip, young-ish sounding
burger joint.
Burger place. Or lunch joint has put out advertisements
joint
with a joint in them and Jesus smoking on the joint
while eating a burger.
Right, and he's wanting to get this burger after he's been dead for a few days. So I imagine the hunger would be pretty significant
when
you come back from the dead.
Leave the jokes to the professionals, man.
Well, the joke was in the ad, and it was a very good ad, but that was essentially the joke that that they were making. Apparently, a lot of people.
I'm not sure that's
been
the joke. Just the Jesus.
That was the joke.
420.
He does say. Ad. He says. There's a quote box bubble. I mean, he says, "When I get back, all I want is the burger of the gods."
That means when he gets back from the dead, because this was an Easter Sunday thing. Obvious joke, and it was very, very good. But people are upset. Where's this, by the way, coming from?
The story is from Eater.com, but it's all over the news.
It'd be better if it was an ad for Hasenpfeffer.
What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
Really? It's a rabbit dish.
Oh, okay. Doesn't sound like you can get that at a burger joint.
No, but it would be even better if it was Hasenpfeffer.
I've never been offered rabbit before. That sounds kind of gross. Cairo
is chicken.
It's a great meat.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. So
does it taste like chicken?
I don't know. I've only had it in stews and it didn't taste like chicken. No, it doesn't taste like chicken. It tastes more like, I don't know, maybe lamb.
So rabbits grow fast, they breed prolifically, and you can sort of easily harvest the meat. They're a great, way for families, especially in third world countries and stuff, to have meat. But even here, if you want to grow your own meat, I recommend rabbits. Now, I do pigs at my place, but I've got a little more room than most folks. But rabbits don't crow at 5:30 in the frickin' morning and wake up your neighbors, or anything like that. Anybody can do them just about anywhere. So, I'm all for rabbits.
But then you have to kill cute little bunnies.
Ian, everything you eat has been killed.
As a side note about cute little bunnies, of all the animals that have been associated with the devil and being evil, like snakes and what are some other ones people think? Crows.
Goats.
Goats, I guess. I haven't heard that one. But yep. I'm surprised that, spiders. You've seen the white rabbits with red eyes. Doesn't that look like the most evil thing you've ever seen? To me.
Yeah, I mean, we're conditioned on that one.
So get the white rabbits with red eyes, you won't have any problem
with
killing
them.
Yeah,
and then you can kill them and feel like a hero. But I wanted to hear, you can feel like Jesus fighting the battle between hell and
there's
heaven.
There's a poor, lonely albino listening to this show who feels alienated by what you've just said.
Do albino people have red eyes?
There's pigment issues. I'm sure some of them do.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I'm sorry. You're not the devil. But Cairo Radio's Dory Monson has a problem with this ad by the restaurant with the Jesus smoking a joint. On his radio show, he says that he defends the right to send out this ad. But as a solution, he says, as a customer, my free speech exercise is I would choose not to go and patronize your place anymore because of that. And while I think it's I consider it silly to just not go to a place because of something like this, it's obviously playful and not really meaning to make any kind of serious commentary on religion or Christianity. I think it's kind of beautiful that people can feel like they're really sticking it to people who they disagree with by just saying, I'm just not going to do business with them. That's enough for people that they don't have to feel like they have to get the FCC or some kind of thought police involved.
Yeah, who would get involved in something like that? I mean, there's not really any sort of regulatory agency for newspaper or email advertisements. So really, the only thing they ever really could do would be to boycott them, which, of course, as we've seen a lot of cases, boycotts backfire. Boycotts can turn into boycotts, as they're called, which is sort of the opposite reaction. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Like with Chick-fil-A, when they had, what was it, that their CEO spoke?
Some sort of anti-gay statement by Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, he made some kind of statement, and so people were going to Chick-fil-A and kissing someone of the same sex.
Well, but there were people that were boycotting Chick-fil-A, and they were also
people that were
boycotting
them,
lining up, making huge lines.
And I think
what
this place is wanting to do is it's wanting to sort of be selective about its customer base in a way,
right?
By look, exclude some people and include others.
It's the best publicity they've probably ever gotten for their advertising. More coming up. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll free. It doesn't have to be about 420. That's where we started the show out tonight. You can take control here. And you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So hook up with us that way, as we're going to do here in just a moment. Want to tell you about ProXPN, though, first. It's a global virtual private network. And they encrypt your online data, so hence the word private. What you're doing right now, if you don't have ProXPN, is likely not private in any way, shape, or form. If you're entering websites into your browser and putting search terms in to, say, Google, then your internet service provider might just be logging that information. They probably are logging it for, in some cases, up to 5 years. So you can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You don't need a credit card or anything like that. You can just get started for free and test out their service. Now, when you do the test account, there's limited bandwidth. So if you want to unlock the true power of ProXPN, then you want to go with their premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth. You can do private torrents. You can select your server around the world to which you want to connect. And there's so much more. You can also get around regionally blocked websites with ProXPN, or like the like you're in China, for instance, you got a laptop with you, and you got ProXPN on your laptop. You won't be blocked by any of the Chinese web blocking systems out there. So very handy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get the software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, or Android devices. Plus Linux users, there's a little bit of a different setup for you, but you can get ProXPN as well. The code that you'll need to save 20% off the price of the premium account for the lifetime of the account is FTL20. So, again, go to proxpn.com/FTL and then use code FTL20 when you order the premium account. You can, by the way, save even more by ordering the annual plan, which breaks the price down to about $5 a month with the code FTL20. And if you want to save more than that, You can use Bitcoin to pay for the annual plan at proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. And don't forget, there is a 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have no risk whatsoever, except the fact that you're continuing to risk your privacy every moment you're not using ProXPN. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones here and the fun. Benjamin is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Benjamin.
Good evening. So I wanted to discuss two, I don't know if tropes is the right word, but two common libertarian arguments I hear or statements that I think we should, as libertarians, probably not make because they're kind of silly. The first one is that it's commonly thrown around that, well, America has 5% of the world's population, has 25% of the world's prison population.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Sure.
Right.
That and seemed disproportionate.
It is factually true, or it's kind of true, but it's kind of not. For instance, America is number one in the number of people incarcerated per 100,000. I think we're a little over 700, whereas compared to something like Japan, it's a little over 50 per 100,000. But it omits things like North Korea. When you hear that statistic omits things like North Korea, which doesn't report how many people they cage.
Right. Okay. We don't know how many people North Korea cages, but I mean, honestly, one could make the argument that the whole nation is caged. And
you could make the same argument about this country.
I think you could. You know, it's not a very good cage. It's a better cage in North Korea.
You have a better one in North Korea, but you can still cross the river in certain parts.
Well, and we could pretend that. You know, it doesn't matter. We omit it. Okay, you can take the statistic and just mention, okay, but except North Korea, and that's still large and disproportionate. But that's also because in other countries, it's not all other countries are Sweden or Netherlands where they or Japan where it's low because their justice system is better. There are lots of countries where I'd rather get arrested here and thrown in a cage than how they deal with punishment, which is whipping and lashing and body part removal or execution. The fact is, a lot of other countries, they just don't want to put the resources into incarcerating people, so they have other methods by which they punish.
Interesting.
You know? So it's just, I think we should still bring up how America's number one with incarceration. But bringing up the, well, 5% of the population and 25% of the prison population is a little bit disingenuous and may hurt libertarian arguments long term, because people might go and investigate that stuff and go, well, wait a second.
Yeah, I've always been really skeptical of any kind of thing like that where it's just using statistics, because those are always, it just seems like those are more often used to confuse and manipulate people into believing a certain way than they are just to represent the complete idea of a very complicated situation, right? Like things that you're bringing up about, well, would you rather be incarcerated in the U.S. versus, you know, another country where their conditions for their prisoners might be much, much worse?
It's true. Statistics can always be challenged, and there's almost always some sort of countering statistic out there, you know, that has been a different poll asked in a different way or different information skewed in a certain manner. So I agree. I think that it's important to stick to principle, personally,
well,
which is...
I kind of feel like when people hear that statistic, what they're comparing themselves to is Western democracies, or whatever term one wishes to use. And you can see that the United States lags way behind those places. They've got just as much integration from foreigners and things like that, but somehow they manage to get by without incarcerating people at such a high rate. Also, Ian, I think that it's worth clarifying when you say that you can't leave this country. What you mean is you can't leave this country unless you get paperwork to leave. And the paperwork to leave this country as a percentage of the average person's income is a small amount to pay compared probably to North Korea, where leaving is darn difficult.
Sure, but you still have to ask master's permission to leave, do you not?
Yeah, I mean, that much is true, but most people don't care.
It's a difference in degree.
You have to ask the other, you know, the other people in the other nation if you can come there too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has been propagated by the U.S. State Department and U.S. foreign policy. Just because they make it so that other nations, you know, have to do that. For instance, it probably wasn't Canada that said, let's go to passports crossing the U.S.-Canadian border right after 9/11. That was the United States. And, you know, I mean, I get your point, but I just don't think that people really feel it when they have to, oh, well, you know, I got to bring my passport to go across the Canadian border.
Of course they don't really feel unfree. No kidding. I mean, that's part of what the American government has mastered. Is managing to enslave people without their knowing. And that's why people are so upset in a lot of cases at some of the activism that goes on here in New Hampshire, because they don't like to think of jails as cages, even though that's exactly what they are. It's just another word for what a jail is. And they don't like to put, you know, to hear terms like that. They don't like the idea that arrests are kidnapping. They don't like those things. You know, they call that cult speak. And I understand what they're saying. They feel like that's jargon. For me, I feel like it's more accurate of a statement of what's actually happening. So arrest is a is essentially a word that they have put out there to cover up what's actually really going on.
Well, arrest, you know, in its sort of original sense, of it's applied to the right people. Arrest means stop. If you arrest a heartbeat, it mm-hmm. stops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if somebody's in the commission of violent felonies and you arrest them, that is an accurate statement for what goes on. However, what arrests have turned into are kidnappings for offenses that have no victim.
And in a lot of cases, yeah.
Well, yeah, in most cases.
Can I bring up kind of my other thing, which is kind of connected, is one of the reasons there are so many people incarcerated in America is the drug war. And a common thing that's brought up that I hear a lot in libertarian circles, and it brought up to challenge people, is why was there a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol for alcohol prohibition, but there's not one for pot prohibition?
We'll have you address that here in a moment. More with Benjamin, calling from California, on Skype. You can Skype in just like he has at username LRN.FM. So feel free to do that. We'll continue here in moments. And then, speaking of Canada and the border, Mark, you've got a kind of a disturbing story about Canadian mental health information being shared.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up whatever you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line and Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going back to here shortly, is back to Skype. But before we do that, I want to let you know about our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. You know those other talk show hosts, they charge you to access their webcam feature? We just do it free. You just go and enjoy. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. We go back to Benjamin. He's calling from California. And Benjamin, you were just kind of getting into a point right before the break there. Can you recap briefly?
Yeah, a common thing I hear from libertarians when they're discussing the pitfalls of prohibition is they will often bring up, they'll say something to the effect of, the United States needed a constitutional amendment to have alcohol prohibition, but there isn't one for marijuana prohibition.
And I find this very interesting. I mean, I think that's a legitimate complaint. So go ahead and tell me why it's not.
Well, it's a legitimate complaint on one side, and I'll get to that in a second. But first off, they didn't need one for alcohol prohibition. They just got one because it was the easiest way to have a national law regarding the issue of prohibition.
Why would that be
alcohol?
The easiest way? It's very hard to amend the Constitution.
But when you have a large gathering of people, it's the easiest way to basically force it on the states that wouldn't have wanted it.
But you could pass a national law like they have with marijuana. Passing a law is a lot easier than passing an amendment.
But you would have had more people, it would have been harder to enforce. You would have had more pushback against that. So they didn't need it, they just got it. A good argument to make is if alcohol prohibition, obviously alcohol was so bad they got a constitutional amendment against it. If marijuana was so bad, why couldn't the same be done? If it's so awful, it's a Schedule 1 or A or whatever that is. Schedule 1. If it's such a horrible and awful thing, why couldn't a constitutional amendment get passed to prohibit that? To have prohibition against that.
I just wonder if they say to themselves, well, because we don't need it. I don't know. Benjamin, you have not presented any evidence that says that alcohol prohibition was an amendment because that was expedient for them. You've only just said it. So I'm left in the realm of skepticism.
But what makes you think they need it? Well, the government does all sorts of things they don't need to do.
Well, okay, so there's this meme, there's this idea that somehow the government was smaller and followed the Constitution more in, say, the 1910s than it does today. I don't know. You got me.
Well, all I know is that as soon as the Constitution was passed, the men who signed it started breaking it. So it might be getting more violent now.
We're speaking to people who already believe in the Constitution. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people listening to you right now. The vast majority of them believe that the Constitution has some kind of, gravity, some kind of importance in our lives, even though it's just a piece of hemp paper that a long dead, would-be aristocrat signed.
I have to say that the whole point about, they used an amendment previously, why didn't they do it on the drug issue or on the marijuana thing? It's kind of a weak point anyway.
Doesn't make me think, right. You got something there. Yeah, I guess I'll start to support marijuana decriminalization.
Right, that's more of like in the things that make you go, category than anything else. It's not a real solid argument against prohibition. There's plenty of arguments against prohibition that you can argue from a moral perspective and that you can argue from a statistics perspective. There's a lot of different ground that you can cover with what happens when you prohibit something. What are the effects of that? What are the consequences of prohibition? How does that display in our streets and in the safety of our lives and the lives of our family? There's no shortage of evidence that we can point to simply openly speculate is not really persuasive,
right,
to me.
For me, the best arguments are ones that strike the root or that sort of make you think about things like, you might be against the idea of decriminalizing marijuana, but if someone can make you think about how wrong it is to try to control what others put in their own bodies and think of things in terms of that, then all of a sudden now your mind is opened to the idea of like letting others choose how they want to live, as opposed to being like, hey, pot's not that bad. It's not as bad as alcohol and all these other sort of extraneous arguments people try to make so that someone could be convinced that pot should be legal only because it's not that bad.
Benjamin?
No, I would just like to say that I completely support the no prohibition. I don't understand why any of it's illegal. If you own you, why can't you put what you want into you?
And you're saying that as somebody who is nailed to the X straight edge, from what I understand.
I'm a teetotaler. I never had a drop of alcohol or a puff of marijuana. I was once prescribed some medication for back pain, but I did not like the way it made me feel.
Teetotaler evokes memories of the anti-alcohol group, but were they always anti any kind of consciousness altering, or were they only anti-alcohol?
I think back in the day it was mostly focused on alcohol, but they were probably against all of it, and they actually drank tea, which I don't even drink tea.
Because doesn't that have caffeine
in it, right?
It's not because it has caffeine. I've drank soda pop that has caffeine in it. I'm not, like, against that. Uh-huh. And I eat chocolate.
You hypocrite.
Caffeine in it. Cigarettes
and whiskey and wild, wild women.
I just like pointing that out only because I don't have a leg in the fight.
I think it's great. I think people are coming from that perspective, and this sort of rings similar to what Andrew Carroll did here in Keene, New Hampshire several years ago when he appeared in public with a bud of marijuana in his hand and had announced in advance he was going to do that, and at the same time sort of put out with his press release that he is not a cannabis user, or at least he wasn't at that time, a cannabis user, and that he was just doing this to make the point that this should be legal, even though he's not using it. He sees all the benefits to ending prohibition. So I think that somebody like you, Benjamin, taking that issue on makes it even more, it makes you even more unassailable, because nobody can accuse you of being, you know, a doper or something like that. Just, oh, you just want to get high. Well, no, I don't. I've never gotten high, is, you know, what you can say, and I'm not interested in getting high, and yet I want to see Prohibition ended. I think that's very powerful.
Well, I kind of think that
Prohibition harms me.
Yeah, sure.
I kind of think that the most, what I'm hearing stories about here is 420, you know, Colorado and Washington are finding drug tourism as a big deal here at 420.
Big money.
People are going for long weekends to, you know, do marijuana, you know, tours of different places in Denver and stuff.
Yeah, it's great news.
And what I think people tend to be more motivated by is the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to say, I think people are like, oh yeah, if we legalize marijuana, we'll get a whole bunch more tax revenue that I don't have to pay. And that's what bothers me the most about it. Now, I would say that if marijuana is legalized, then likely you can grow this thing that they call weed for a reason, because it grows like a weed in your backyard and not have any real problems over it. I mean, the very best stuff is still going to be available at these at marijuana shops and that kind of thing. But you can grow pretty good mids on your own.
Benjamin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, Benjamin's the guy who's been editing up the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest audios. I think one was just posted today, as a matter of fact, to our SoundCloud channel.
Is this a conflict of interest?
And to podcast.
Is this going to now show up on the Digest? As Benjamin thinks that, oh, my call is very interesting.
I don't know.
He's not qualified to say whether his call is interesting or not.
I think he's fully qualified.
So I'm just bringing an unbiased
party. He's the only one to do it.
He's the man putting to it. Yeah, he's the only guy. I mean, we've had a lot of people over the years say, hey, it'd be great if you guys had a highlight reel. And
and it would.
I've always thought that. Yeah, and of course I would say in response to that, I agree, you should do that. And of course, you know, who wants to do that? There's a lot of work involved, and you probably can't make that much money off of it. I don't know. What
you're really saying to us is, hey, you guys that work from the time you get up to the time you go to sleep,
here's something else you can
do. I want you to reallocate with a little bit of, you know, your time whenever, you know, interspersed in here.
Yeah.
But I want you to reallocate your time from the things you are doing to the things that I want you to do. You know, thanks, sir, but we've got plenty.
So anyway, if your time's limited, you don't have time to listen to 14 hours of Free Talk Live via podcast every week, you can listen to the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest that Benjamin's been putting together. You get it if you're a subscriber to our podcast, or you can just go and look over on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. You'll find a Weekly Digest option there. That's a podcast that's only got the Weekly Digest in it.
That's awesome.
Different ways for you to chomp down on that audio. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.